In the first reading, Peter and John tell the elders, we must follow God first before men. Better we should listen to him and follow him. And that is why they continue to preach the resurrection of our Lord from the dead. That it was in the name of Jesus that the lame man was cured through his power, the same power by which he raised himself from the dead. So they could not but go out and preach what they themselves had witnessed. And in fact, we read earlier in the Acts of the Apostles, from whence that reading came, the call when they were all gathered together in the upper room before the coming of the Holy Spirit. And Peter stood up and pointed out to them, we need to replace the fallen Judas. We have to choose another. Or rather, in prayer, they would ask God to choose another. And he gave them requirements. It would be one who was with them from the beginning, meaning as they were from the beginning of the public ministry of our Lord, and one who witnessed not to his early life, not to his ministry, but to his resurrection, the resurrection of the Lord. And they chose, that is, through lots, God chose Matthias. Then we see in the gospel passage, after our Lord's apparitions, after his resurrection from the dead, and here St. Mark is summarizing, and he points to at least three. One to Mary Magdalene, one to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, and finally to all of the apostles who were gathered in the cenacle. And then finally the command, which of course was given when our Lord ascended into heaven, go out and preach the gospel to all nations. Go out and preach. Here, go out and proclaim the gospel. He will also tell them, make disciples of every nation. So it is a work that we are given to do. We cannot just sit back inertly once we have received the word, that is Christ himself. It is something we must go out and proclaim. We too, through the testimony of the apostles, through the testimony of the evangelists, we too also witness to the resurrection. And above all, by our very Christian living the very life of the faith that we have, we witness. And who knows how many will be converted by that very witness, by doing just the simple things we tend to take for granted, but yet they're very important things, such as grace before meals. And I do know of a woman who was converted. That is what moved her, was the fact that she saw my brother making the sign of the cross and saying his grace before meals at a breakfast one day in a restaurant. It can happen just by the simple things that we easily take for granted, I say. But yet we should try to make the best of all of it. That sign of the cross is something very important. We are indicating exactly what we believe, that our Lord suffered and died on the cross for us. And also, by the sign of the cross, our recognition of the three persons in the one Trinity, the three persons in one God. All of these things make a difference, and we must take them seriously and reflect on them as we do them. Living, I repeat, that very faith we have, even in the little things of every day that we easily take for granted, we are witnessing. We are preaching the gospel. Let us go forth then as we are bidden and do that very thing to everyone and not be afraid that here in the name of Jesus we find, and there only, we find our salvation. Praise be Jesus and Mary.